my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace podcast. This is your man of God, David Abraham. How are you guys? I know. Don't beat me up. Hallelujah. It's been a minute. I'm just going to be honest with y'all, man. It was a lot going on. Some shaking up a bit. Not shaken. No, never that. But there are some things that had to be shaken up, you know, to produce. The Lord was producing more clarity and just in my life, and a lot of wonderful things that are happening and that has happened. The things that have happened, right? But the things that are about to happen, there are just certain things that has to be tightened up or removed or whatever the case may be, right? So, but we are back. And also finding a location, because I actually, the Lord has led me to start interviewing just different people, different men and women of God. So I've been looking for a location. I actually found one, and I plan, Lord willing, to go there this week to set up just a sit down in the studio, tour the studio, get some images, and just kind of, you know, scope the place out, as you will. The angels have already been sent to prepare the way, but I will be there this week. Sometime this week, maybe. I'm expecting a call today and tomorrow, so by Wednesday or Thursday, I'll go. Definitely not on the Friday or the weekend, because we've already made plans this weekend, me and the family. So, but anyways, definitely this week. So that's been the delay, but not delayed. There's no delay anymore. Hallelujah. But today, I want to speak about relationships. And this is one of the topics that will be discussed on the podcast. And this is why the Lord has led me to seek a location, right, where I can interview and set up and get video and just kind of have certain men and women of God on to speak about not only just their relationship with our Heavenly Father, with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, right? The Godhead, hallelujah. But their relationships with their spouses, their mothers, their fathers, relationship with their business partners, just relationships in general is going to be a huge part of the Unveiled by Grace podcast, because it's important. It's important. Relationships are resources. The right relationships that are sent from God are not just assets. They are doors. They are keys. They are so valuable. And if we squander, or if we mishandle, misuse certain relationships, then it's like praying amiss. Hallelujah. So that's what I want to speak about today. That's where we're going. And I'll just kind of allow the Holy, not kind of, will allow the Holy Spirit to just flow. So I definitely want to start with our relationship with God. because this is the foundation upon which all other relationships are built. In James 4:8, we read, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you." What does this mean for us? What does this mean? It encourages us to seek a personal relationship with him. Praying consistently and studying his word and engaging in worship. Now, for some, not all, this could be very peculiar, because I know there's just certain things that see, me and Father, I get a little weird. I'm not gonna lie, and I've been told that by my wife, by a dear woman of God, who's been mentoring me and just been actually. Because God has always put certain women of God and men of God in my life. But this one, most recent, shout out to you, Mama Prophetess Deborah. There was, she told me the other day, leave that for off the internet. Because I get to the point when I'm with him that I don't care about how I, like, what's going on, like, as far as what I look like, how I sound, or, you know, that's not my, I don't, you know. And for some, that could be, but a little weird, right? Hallelujah. My brother Joseph just messaged me. He's actually going to be one of the first guests on the podcast. So, and I just messaged him this morning. And I'm actually going to see if he wants to meet up with me, because that would be dope for him to be there and we can get some shots, because he will probably be the first person I interview, just because I want to say about a year or close to a year ago, we first met in person and we went to a coffee shop and we tried to record the podcast there, but it was just too loud. But really what it was prophetic. It was setting the stage and establishing the interview that we're about to have. And he probably know this already. That's why when I told him about, I've been looking for a place and I want him to be the first, he was like, "Yeah, bro, that's it. That's it," because that's what was happening. But he's actually texting me now. Hallelujah. 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 Sorry guys, I'm actually texting him back now and he's gonna hear this and see what, like, yeah. Hallelujah. So sometimes my intimacy and just my drawing near to him and just my relationship with him, because before anything else, I'm here to do his will. I'm here to obey. That's it. Just obey. To understand what it means to be in relations with him. To partner. And this is a lifelong journey. So I'm not here to say, like, people, "Hey, this is how you do it." No. But you must get in his word and truly understand who he is, his character. Like, if you're in a relationship with someone, right? And this is what I had to learn. Ooh, my wife can tell it the best. And I'll let her one day when she decides to get on and share her testimony and just, so many people kind of be like, after getting to know me and they've been put in my life, they be like, man, you're, you know, this guy is like just, you know, whatever, right? And nothing like that. It's more so, it's just certain elements of me that God knows and my wife knows, right? So she'll be able to share how peculiar and difficult I can be sometimes. Hallelujah. And that's okay. God works on me daily. I am not this, whatever other people portray they are. I am not a finished work. I have a long way to go. I say that with all humility and all truth. Please, you know, like, sometimes people experience Jesus in you and forget that it's not you, it's him, it's Jesus. Okay, I am, yeah. Again, like I said, my wife can tell you better, right? Anyways, in Matthew 22:37-39, Jesus gives us the greatest commandment. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. The second is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So, and because of time, I'll dive deeper into our relationship with the Father, with the Son, with Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. But I'm going to move into relationships with your spouse. Because, and I can speak here because I've been married for 10 years. Me and my wife, we met when we were 19. I don't think I've ever given this story, but I'll give it today. And this, I'll get to that. But I'll focus on how we met, right? And it was a very strange, peculiar way. It doesn't happen like this. And this is one of the things that, I'm not going to lie, it has always brought us to a place of reflection and just like, okay, God, you put us together. How do we make this work? Because how we met, it was clearly him, you know, and I believe and know, and she can definitely share this with you, you know, relationships are difficult, all right? Let's be clear, especially when you meet young and, you know, y'all both just, you know, you're young, 19? Oh, my Lord. And my brother, Prophet Nicholas, can speak about this because we were speaking not too long ago. Literally, he came out to the crib and we just sat down and stuff. And, you know, he met his wife in high school. So, you know, meeting young, I believe it's the best thing, right? But it comes with its, you know, its things, right? But how we met was, you know, I was 19, young, fresh out of high school, and I was working at the airport at the time, right? You know, I had just got a new job. I was there maybe 3-4 months, something like that. And I bought a new phone. This was like the first iPhone that came out, because this was in 2009, yeah. And I was 19. But anyways, I thought I was the man. I thought I was that guy, you know. Got a new job, you know. Got a crib, got a new car. I thought I was him. Ooh, Lord, far from it. But, Lord. And so I bought this new phone and, you know, it was It was like when I was setting the phone up, I was at work. I was actually in my work vehicle. I was just going through it, you know, like, man, I got the iPhone. I was excited because this was my own. Well, I had a phone in high school, but it was literally my mother's old phone. And it was a flip phone. It was a Sprint. It wasn't this, right? Like, this was my first phone that I purchased. So it was like, man, you know, I was excited about it. You know, it was, you know, I was excited, you know, to have an iPhone, right? And as I'm going through it, I'm putting out old numbers and stuff like that. And I've been putting in numbers and stuff. And at the time, I was speaking to a young lady at the time. Like, we were just talking. It wasn't nothing serious or nothing like that. But we were talking, right? So she had my new number, obviously, right? So I get a strange call while I'm at work as I'm going through the phone. And this, and I, you know, I answer, and a sweet, sweet little voice was like, "Hey, Junior," because that's what everyone used to call me, because I am a junior. I'm named after my father, right? Hallelujah, my earthly father. But anyway, she was like, "Hi, Junior," and you know, I'm like, "Oh, hey," and I'm assuming that it's the female that I had been talking to, because again, I got a new phone, so the number wasn't saved. I didn't just save it yet, right? But she had the girl had my number. I just didn't save it. You know, it was just, I literally had just got that phone, like, it's been a few days. That's how new it was, right? So, and she's like, "Hey, Junior," and I was like, "Hey, what's up?" I ain't gonna say who name. I ain't gonna say her name, but I said her name, and you know, my wife, Shani, she was like, "Who?" And I was like, "This not so and so." She was like, "No, this Shani. We met," and my wife went to Georgia State University, so she was in school at the time, and she met a guy downtown. And if you know how Georgia State is downtown, it's in the slab, right in the middle of downtown Atlanta. And you know, you meet so many different people down there. It's yeah, anybody who went to Georgia State or have been downtown, right by the Coca-Cola, the MARTA train station, Five Points, anybody who knows what that is if you've been to Atlanta. So she met a guy down there, and his name was Junior. That's what he said to her. And mind you, I'm putting it all together because I just got this new number, which means nobody had it. My mom, nobody. Just the girl, like I said, that I was talking to. Nobody had it. No family members, nobody. I just got it. And of course, your family members don't want it because they're not going to call you. They're going to see you. But anyways, my point is, I just got it. Like, think about this, right? I didn't have a phone from before. It was just how we used to do. Some of y'all are young. Y'all don't know. No, you didn't have a phone like that, you know? Like, some people did. I ain't gonna lie. I remember the Sidekicks and the those types of phones. So people had phones. Don't get me wrong. I didn't. We couldn't afford it, okay? Growing up. So, anyways, you know, I'm going through that. I'm like, no, I didn't meet you at Georgia State. I mean, I usually frequent down there, but I didn't meet you, because I wouldn't have given you this number, right? I just got this number, a brand new number I just got. So she was like, So we sent each other pictures, but we did it. We, at the time, Facebook was around, you know, so it was a new thing. I really didn't know how to truly navigate it like that, because I wasn't on there like that. This is the time, like, wasn't nobody online, on social media. We was outside. Hallelujah. But she sent me a picture. I sent her one. I'm like, nope, I did not meet you. She's like, no, I did not meet you. So I was like, oh, well, okay, well, I hope you find, you know, the guy, whatever, whatever. And I hang up immediately. Like, okay. And maybe an hour or two go by, and she calls me back. She called me back, right? I like to say, you know, oh, I just had swag. Ooh, Lord, that is such an old term. Y'all don't judge me, okay? I'm just... it's not that long ago. Like, be clear, I'm only 35, all right? That was, like, back then. Yeah, that was something. The kids definitely don't know about that now. The young 18 to 25 do not know what that is right now. But anyways, but I thought it was just my, you know, what one would say charm. But no, it wasn't charm. It was a divine setup. God knew what he was doing because the guy had my name or the name that I went by, right? Mm-hmm. See, God, he'll do things and put things in certain places. And, you know. And then we, of course, eventually went on a date. And then here we are, right? And I just shared that to kind of show you or tell you my testimony just about how God can intervene and, you know, set up things for you, for your good, right? But you have to answer the call. Hallelujah. Because I answered, and you know, we talked, and I hung up. I didn't think nothing of it. I didn't think anything of it. But my wife at the time, she was obedient, and something in her was just like, no, call him back. That's your husband, girl. What you doing? But a healthy marriage is built on trust, love, and mutual respect. Ephesians 5:25 says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church. What does that mean? To love. I mean, what did Christ do for the church, for the body of Christ? That means selflessness, sacrifice, and an unwavering commitment to support and uplift one another's. And wives, you're called to respect and love your husband. And hey, let me tell y'all something. Especially now in this new day, this new culture, women, if I can give you any advice, any, and that's why it's put there first, respect and love your husband. Respect. As a man, we prefer respect before your love, ladies. I'm gonna let that sink in. Ephesians 5:33 says, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Respect your husbands, because we are one. Respecting us is respecting yourself. How you carry yourself, how you speak. Because as our wives, your speaking, your voice, how you speak to us is key. It is key, ladies. And I know a lot of my sisters, y'all are very vocal. And this is where a lot of this online stuff about, you know, oh, black women. And I'm speaking about black women because my wife is a black woman and I am black. So this is what this is. It's not about a race thing. I'm sure other races of women, but I'm speaking specifically. This doesn't discard or this doesn't discount other races of women, okay? Because I'm sure all women of all races have this similar quality that just needs to be sharpened, right? Because, ladies, your voice, how you speak, man, the women of old days, they didn't speak much, but when they spoke, hallelujah, they didn't have to yell, they didn't have to shout. And I'll get to this because a lot of men, you know, again, we violate and disrespect is there for sure. But we just don't guard our women the correct way sometimes, which leads to these things. So it's accountability on both parts, right? But ladies, women, your voice, how you speak to your man is everything. Knowing how to speak with love, knowing how to speak with compassion, understanding, right? And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that if that's why communication is everything. It's how you communicate. It's when to speak and not speak. When to be able to pay attention and be aware that my husband probably had a wild day. Something's going on in his head and I don't understand. So I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray about it. Lord, help me. So it's that's how you speak. Because him being your head, him being your covering, you must understand the position God put him in. And vice versa, men. But I'm speaking to the ladies right now. Speaking to the women right now. You must understand. Understanding is well, much so a way of communication. Understand. And I don't need nobody to chop this up and chop this apart. What I mean is that we must come from a place of understanding. When you understand is when you can possess it. Now ooh. Okay, I'ma slow down. Hallelujah. Whoa. I'm definitely gonna have to make a part two. Yeah, we're gonna have to finish this. So I'll end with this because I know that this is going to help so many men and women. Because there's clearly and there's definitely more depth and more things to cover. But the foundation is the word of God. The foundation is you both must adhering, right? To the word of God. and the order that he commands in your marriage, in your relationship. Hallelujah. So I'm going to stop here. I didn't even know we got here. And this is the thing. There's more. That's why the studio is getting acquired now. And that's why we, because the segments, the podcast will be longer, anywhere between an hour to 2 hours. Because there's so much to cover. There's so many things to share. There's so many things to share. You know, that will bring more people, more souls to Jesus so we can populate heaven. But here on earth, there's so many too that can help. That can help. That can help. So I know that this may seem incomplete, but there's more. There's definitely going to be a part two to this, but because of time, I have to go because there's things I have to do. But we will come back and be here and start from here. Because relationships are one of the most important resources that God gives us. He sends a man. Hallelujah. But I love you guys. I'm going to pray and then I'm going to let you go. Father God, we come to you. We come to you this morning, this afternoon, this evening, wherever the listeners are tuning in from. We just want to thank you. We want to thank you for your love, for your grace, and for your mercy, Father. We thank you for all that you are doing, you've done, and you will do in our lives. Father, you know the hearts of man. So in knowing exactly what we need, what we ask for, and even our heart's desires, we know that in loving you, in seeking you, that you will provide, take care of all things, and all things work for our good. So, Father, I ask that you bless, that you make way in our hearts to receive what you have for us. So this week, may my brothers and sisters receive what you have for them, whether it's new relationships, new opportunities, new jobs, new whatever it may be. We thank you for it now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. People of God, this is your man of God, David Abraham. This is Unveiled by Grace podcast. I love you guys deeply, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a blessed day. Shalom.